You're listening to the Texas Standard.
Tech companies say that the U.S. needs more and more workers with computer coding skills. There's also a severe unemployment problem among people with disabilities. Wonder if you could get those two ideas together somehow. Well, in fact, there is a program created last year by Apple, the computer and iPhone folks, to encourage kids to learn to code. And now it's being tailored to help Texas students with visual disabilities make the leap into programming. The Standard's Shelley Brisbane has more.
We're going to have it take off from your hand. Is that okay?
Yeah.
It's a crisp March morning in Austin. Young people are clustered around a large courtyard. One group is about to launch a drone.
Hit run my code when you're ready.
But the student controlling the pint-sized flying machine isn't looking upward or even at the screen of the iPad he's holding.
Three, two.
They count down.
Ready, one.
He swipes right on the screen, listening intently. He taps twice quickly with one finger, and the drone takes off. It arcs 20 feet in the air above the group of flyers.
Oh, my God!
It flies for a few seconds, then it returns.
It's about waist height.
Like most of the students gathered outside the Texas School for the Blind, or TSBVI, Wyatt Rose, who held the drone and counted down, is blind. With the help of one of several Apple engineers who are here today, Rose and three other students wrote a simple program that runs on the iPad. It controls the drone. And because they wrote their code to make it happen that way, the drone comes back, landing on the ground in front of Rose.
It didn't land back on her hand.
17 TSBVI students are participating in the first in-school event of its kind for students with disabilities. Sarah Herringer is Global Director of Accessibility Policy and Initiatives for Apple. She brought the engineers and the drones to Austin.
So at Apple, we believe that, you know, coding is really the language of technology, and we believe it should be a part of every student's education. So we started a program called Everyone Can Code.
Herringer says Everyone Can Code teaches students to write their code with the Swift programming language used by many developers to make apps for the iPad, iPhone, and computers.
We also wanted to make sure that it was easy for people to learn, so we developed a program called Swift Playgrounds. It sort of puts you in a 3D world where you solve puzzles, and through that you learn the foundational elements of coding.
In fact, Apple has built a full-fledged curriculum around Swift Playgrounds, partnering with school districts and community college systems who use the tools in their classrooms. Great, but if you're blind, how do you check your email, much less write code on an iPad? It's basically a smooth piece of glass. Time for a quick lesson. The iPad comes with software called VoiceOver. When it's turned on, it reads aloud when you touch the screen. First, I move my finger around the iPad screen to hear what apps I have.
Mail, 36 unread emails.
Wow, I better get on those. Now, I swipe my finger to the right.
Safari. Double tap to open.
If I swipe again, I'll encounter another app. Or I can open my browser and have web pages read to me. With swipes, taps, and other gestures, a blind person can navigate the web, read, write, or even move things around on the screen. All skills needed to work in Swift Playgrounds. As it happens, the TSBVI students are already expert VoiceOver users. Those with some vision can use screen magnification and color settings instead. The school supplies a variety of Apple devices, and many students bring their own. They can also use other tablets and computers with screen reading software. Vicki Davidson teaches technology classes at TSBVI, where kids come from around the state.
A long time ago, kids would come to the school for the in all school for the blinds and stay for a longer period of time. But now our kids, we don't like to keep them very long. We like to be a part them to be a part of their family and their community.
Davidson says that like most kids, her students love technology. Most of them have never written code before, but they're eager to learn. Jeff Mueller from Seguin has owned a couple of iPads, but he's never written code.
I'm interested in learning more about Apple technology and coding as well. It's a great opportunity to meet with people from Apple's headquarters.
Drone launcher Wyatt Rose is one of the few students I talked to who's written code before. He says he's played around with the Python language on a Windows computer. As I walked around the courtyard watching drones take off and land, I overheard students talking with Apple folks about coding concepts like functions and for loops. But others just wanted to know how they could keep in touch or to offer an opinion about the latest Mac laptop. I'm Shelley Brisbane for the Texas Standard.